Hello, friends. Luke and Aaron here.
Hey, guys.
It's been a couple months since you've heard from us, but we wanted to touch base today to kind of let you know what's going on with us and what you can expect from us over the next couple months.
Yeah, we're changing some things around.
We are indeed. First, we'll tell you we've got some kind of one-off episodes as we get ready for season three. We've got some kind of one-off episodes with some past guests and some new guests that will kind of stand alone. They're not really going to be a part of our third season because they're just a little bit different. But really, the thing that we want to let you know about is that we have decided over the last couple of weeks that we're going to take a little break from this conversation. We think it's a really important conversation and we love having it and we love this show and we're going to continue this show. But for now, we feel like there's a conversation that we would rather lend our voices to. Aaron, why don't you tell them about it?
Yeah, so over the course of recording for season two and even releasing for season two, a lot of things have gone on in our country, as most of you know, that have been disturbing to us and have really cut us to the core and made Luke and I start to think about what was next for us and what we wanted to lend our voices to and to discuss and talk about. And that has been really hard. It's been a long discussion and a long time coming, and we've decided to, like Luke said, take a break from Sons and Doubters to lend our voices to something that we both feel very strongly about.
And that thing is racial justice, race relations. Like you were saying, like through that whole, this whole year, through all of 2016, as things have happened in our country that have stirred up all this controversy and this tension, we've kept asking the question, like, what do we do? Like, we want to be people who aren't silent about things that we should speak up about, but we haven't really known what our role is or like how to find a voice in that conversation. And so the one thing that we acknowledge as two like 30-something middle-class white guys is that we have a pretty limited perspective.
Yeah.
And I think everybody has that. Everybody tends to assume, everybody on every side of this conversation tends to assume that their worldview is a shared worldview. And the simple fact is that it's not. There are things that I do not, as a middle-class 30-something white guy, understand, or things that I don't see that I just haven't been exposed to or whatever. And so what we want to do is to really facilitate empathy. Mm-hmm. We want to model empathy for people. We want to learn it ourselves. And we think that that begins by listening. And so we're starting another podcast. The show is called The Relay. You can find us on social media channels at The Relay Podcasts. And what we're going to do is try to have a really nuanced conversation, and we're going to approach it as humbly and graciously as we can, but to create a space where we can listen to someone else's perspective and make the choice to believe them, that reality from their perspective is different than it is from ours. Not that theirs is right and ours is wrong or vice versa, but just that we see things differently. And in that, in listening and in being empathetic, hopefully we can learn to relate to one another better, learn to love each other better.
Yeah, I think the main thing is that we both feel very strongly about our shared humanity and our connectedness as human beings, and how that as of late has felt a lot like there's been a disconnection that is at least felt and seen around us. And we just really want, as humbly as we can, because this whole thing terrifies me, in all honesty. Mm-hmm. It's terrifying. And for months, it was just this feeling of like, I don't know what my place is in this, and I don't know if I should say anything, do anything. It's like, and so we both are coming to this knowing that we don't know what we're doing. It's like, it's terrifying and it's humbling, but we know that we can't not do something, you know?
Yeah.
And for us to just be a part of helping all of us recognize our shared humanity and remember the connection that we share with each other by listening and by trying to understand and just shutting up for a little bit.
And we fully acknowledge that, like, we're probably not the best people to even facilitate this conversation, because, I mean, what do we know, you know?
Yeah.
If you've listened to Sons and Daughters at all, you probably already know that we're not great at nuanced conversation. But we're going to try to facilitate that. So we would invite you to subscribe on iTunes and follow us on socials at The Relay Podcast, and join us in this conversation.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
And we're super nervous about it.
Extremely nervous about it.
Approaching it with reverence, I think.
So we would love for you to be a part of that with us and to connect with us about it, and hopefully be empathetic toward our stupidity as we go forward with this.
Yeah. In the meantime, like we said, there'll still be episodes popping up occasionally of Sons and Doubters. Enjoy those. We will come back with a third season. It will probably be, if I had to guess, in 2017.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, you'll see some stuff coming up over the next few weeks. So for now, we'll see you at our other show.
On The Relay.
The Relay.
Bye, guys.